As with other religious entities, Jews at the beginning of the city's formation had a cemetery near their house of prayer. The first mention of this cemetery dates from 1717, and its remnants were covered over by the building of today's Arena Cinema in the centre of Novi Sad. As many as 1,749 Jews who died in Novi Sad were buried in the cemetery. That year, the magistrate made the decision to relocate all cemeteries from the city centre so that a parcel of land in today's Alexa Shantich Street was chosen for the Jewish cemetery. After 50 years, in 1800 to be precise, the Jewish community purchased a space in the former Dudarska Street where the cemetery now stands. Some of the monuments from the earlier cemetery were transferred to the new plot of land, which in time became too small for the municipality's needs, so that it purchased several neighbouring plots as it grew. The representative chapel, the third iteration, was completed in 1905. The monumental entrance is framed by columns, and above the entrance is a circular window made from stained glass with the symbol of the Star of David. Built into the left-hand side of the external chapel wall, and on the inner side of the cemetery, are marble tiles on which is Hebrew text taken from the previous cemetery from the second half of the 18th century. The chapel interior is harmonious, decorated with arches in the ceiling which lead up to the cupola above the central part. The cemetery has 3,273 graves in 31 rows. The oldest monument is from 1811. Beside the chapel there is a monument to the victims of fascism and to the Novi Sad Jews who died in the Second World War. Here is buried the only recorded victim of the bombing of Novi Sad in 1849 and the Jewish soldiers who died in the First World War, 30 residents of Novi Sad, 4 German soldiers, and 3 deceased Russian prisoners of Jewish national affiliation.